time for Jared and Katie's weekly rap recap with intern Squidward. Recaps the week on the show.
Skirt, skirt.
And pop culture.
Bang, bang.
Squid, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
10-turn Squid. Do it the weekly rap. Follow me on Instagram at intern Squidward. That's at intern Squidward. All one word. Happy Friday, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. It's the weekly rap. Yes, sir, we are back. Jerry, Katie in the morning. Yes, we got your back. Racing to the weekend faster than a running back. Jason went to Mexico, but now Jason's back. He went to Mexico and he ran into an ex. Tell Carol, be careful where she goes and steps. She might be your wife, but never know who is next. And that's just a warning, no, it is not a threat. Jason was dancing to Dynamite by Tayo Cruz on the speaker while in out. Yeah, he was letting loose. Then the next morning, friends were acting like, who are you? Jason did something. What'd he do? Nah, he never knew. Katie was at a winery all day long with her sisters turning up. Yeah, they were drinking strong. Then her sister said something that was just plain wrong. Said she looked like the monster girl. Sure, Louise Theron. Got it going on. Pour me something strong. It's Friday. Life is short. No, we don't live long. There was a remote tribe that lived all alone. Then they got Wi-Fi. Didn't take long till the kids were hooked on the porn, all up on the phones. It would probably be best if we left them alone. Young adult teens like booze, no matter where the home. Jason went to church and he was singing Sunday songs. When he realized maybe he does not belong. How can he be Christian when he knows he's living wrong? He can't give up strip clubs and women in the thongs. He'd rather drink and party all day long. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jason, but we kinda knew that all along. But I still think you and Jesus can't get along. There's a reason why you really love all his gospel songs. Every Christian that's ever lived has done all the wrongs. Intern Squidward.
Squidward!
Yeah. Dang it, I messed up the end.
Oh, no, dude, so stop. Good.
Why do you do that?
You want the last bar.
No.
Don't bring it up. Nobody paid attention
even
to that.
No.
No, there's no fumbling of bars.
Yeah,
I got Kanye vibes on that a little bit.
A little bit. When he said Sunday songs, I thought,
Sunday
songs.
Okay.
Oh,
kind of the way he ended everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it, dude. That
nice
was
work.
Incredible.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Who was the beat on that?
That was the it was on Pop Quiz this week. The Million Dollar Baby. The Million Dollar Baby. Tommy Richardson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Nice, dude. Well done. Jared and Katie's weekly rap recap. It will be posted ASAP because Squid's in charge of that. And of course, he highlights himself. In that case, he should.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Everywhere.
MySpace, LinkedIn, all the places.
Christian Mingle.
Farmers Only, everywhere.
It's in our email blast. You can find it in weird, like, it's sent out to every employee.
At laundromats, those things, the little tags you pull down. Yep. They'll be on that. Link to it.
You should do that with your phone number, just in case. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know who would, like, do the laundromat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, if you're looking for a puppy or whatever, they'll put that.
Yeah.
You know, grab a number.
That'd be hilarious to just have your picture, but like, single what?
Put it up.
Oh, yeah.
Pull my tag,
man. Pull my tag. Call me.
Put it on telephone poles.
That's true, yeah.
In all the doctor's offices.
Yeah, it could be like wanted posters, but like wanted, I want you.
Yeah. I'm looking for you.
You're looking for you, girl.
Yeah, like Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the point.
Yeah.
The point finger.
Yeah.
I want you.
The old school marketing, the old school dating.
It'll get more attention.
It would.
You don't have to put your phone number. You just put your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's your favorite thing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And QR code that puts all the info in her phone.
Yeah, QR code to your link tree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To your OnlyFans, super gay OnlyFans link.
Yeah.
No, just so they know everything about you.
Like to know.
Yeah. That's actually a good idea because if you do phone number, then people can be trolling you. But if it's Instagram, you would know it's a real person.
Mm-hmm.